In 1906, this man's family moved from Chicago to a farm in northern Missouri. That relocation may have made all the difference in the life of one of their young boys. His time on the farm spurred a lifetime of creative thinking. That family story is this edition on the American Countryside. Each day, we take you across the nation for unique stories of America's past and present here on the American Countryside. For those interested in rural and agricultural America, we have the Farming the Countryside podcast, with stories that bring you the latest information on timely topics like livestock, crops, tax and succession planning, rural improvement, ag technology, and more. Join me for Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot Bio. You can hear it on the AgriTalk app, your favorite podcast platform, and you can follow our show on Facebook. Catch Farming the Countryside for a weekly look at the stories affecting rural and agricultural America.
Farm Journal and National 4-H present the first ever Farm On virtual benefit concert. Join us and some of country music's biggest stars as we raise money for 4-H and its dedication to building stronger communities. The concert will be August 27th at 7 Central, and your 4-H'er can be part of it. Just text a picture or video of them and their project with the words Farm On to 31313 or by using the Farm On hashtag via social media. Join us for the Farm On virtual benefit concert this August 27th at 7 p.m.
He was a man who created characters that live on today, a company that still generates movies that spark our imagination. It all began with Walt Disney.
Born in Chicago in 1901, he moved to Marceline in 1906, and although he only spent approximately 5 years of his life here, obviously it's the most formative time of his life.
Peter Whitehead is the creative director of the Walt Disney Hometown Museum in Marceline, Missouri. The Disney family moved here in 1906, and young Walt soon found a landscape to spur his imagination.
Leaving the big city to come to a 40-acre farm where he could have the freedom to chase chickens and feed the pigs and lay under his majestic cottonwood tree that he nicknamed the Dreaming Tree and draw for the very first time, it was an eye-opener for sure.
Unless you are from northern Missouri, you perhaps never knew Walt Disney hailed from the farming community of Marceline. That town was a major impact in what he created in life.
So in later life, when he moved off to Kansas City, he never really left Marceline behind. He never talked much about Chicago, but he couldn't stop talking about Marceline over his lifetime.
You can come to the Disney farm today and see a specific place Walt loved, a seat under a tree.
He would lay under this cottonwood tree, and he called it belly botany. So he would draw whatever ran or flew or hopped past him in that field. What wouldn't you love about those moments on a farm when you just got to be a kid and explore every bit of it?
Certainly the biggest Disney sites are in places like Florida and California. To Walt, this little town was perhaps the most important.
Our biggest advocate was Walt Disney. He walked around bestowing the virtues of living in this amazing little community. What a gift for him to give us.
You'll be amazed at Walt's tie to this town and his visits here. It's next time as we travel the countryside. In Marceline, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCray.